This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
And all I need prescribed is a pillow. When I do these trips, Dr. Bittar, I don't sleep much, and I come home and I'm needing some rest, but I'm on the air with you. Thankfully, you're here. We missed you this weekend. I got to hang out with, of course, our buddy Ty, but Dr. Tony Jimenez and his wife were amazing. I only met them briefly last year at the Truth About Cancer Gala, and this time it was like, dude, this guy's a great guy. You guys have known each other forever.
Yeah, we've known each other since, I think since 2000 probably, so about 16 years.
He was telling me about the dream you guys had to have a clinic in Cancun and how he finally got it up and running recently, which looks like an absolutely amazing place. And, you know, we're hearing stories from people that have gone through his protocols and things that you guys have worked on together. Just an amazing man, I have to say. I was very impressed.
Yeah, we had talked about doing something many, many years ago, and it was a shared prophecy that had come from multiple people, and so I think his plan, because he's always had his clinic in Mexico, and so we were looking at different places, I'm glad that he's got his clinic in Cancun, and it's apparently going really well. So
yeah, I was
about 6 months ago. So
very pleased to hear it, and like I said, great to connect with him, and looking forward to seeing him and you as well again in Dallas. And those of you who got your tickets, if you haven't, it's too late. It's sold out. 1,500 seats sold out for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. But you'll be richly rewarded by joining us there, and it's going to be really a great time. And so yeah, you're always wherever I end up going because I have to mention you. Not that it's bad to mention you, but it's just so funny how the things we've done together for so many years, it's just integrated in a lot of the things I present to folks. And so when we were talking about emotions and cancer, we had to do a panel, Ty, me, and Tony, and Charlene was there. Everybody mentioned the emotional toxicities that you referenced.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you can't really effectively address the issue of the oncogenic process without addressing the emotional aspect. And no matter what you do, if you don't address the emotional aspect, the cancer, even if you're able to turn it off, will come back. It's just a matter of time. And so for a definitive, once and for all done, not have to deal with the issue, you do have to address that component. And, of course, it's true with all the other aspects, too, because you have to maintain a certain level of performance, meaning that if you have a heavy metal issue, you address it, you get rid of the heavy metals, but then you don't address it again, it's sort of like changing the oil in your car one time or exercising one time. You have to keep on doing it on a regular schedule in order to reap the benefits. And so the emotional aspect is no different than anything else from that perspective, because you have to maintain it, you have to work at it, you have to exercise it on a regular basis. But I believe personally that the emotional psychological issue that's underlying the actual cause of the cancer, it's a combination of the toxicity on board of physiology, where impaired ability to excrete, the nutritional deficits that may be there. And as you've heard me say before, it's either a nutrient depletion at one point or a toxicity at one point in the body that starts, or usually a combination of both.
Right.
That underlying emotional psyche component, the psyche of the individual, that emotional psychological burden that they're carrying, that trauma that they're dealing with, has to be present for the system to become vulnerable to that process. That's what I personally believe. I can't prove that, but just having dealt with this issue now over 20-some years dealing with patients with cancer, I've found that the emotional psychological issue is by far the biggest commonality. And if it's not addressed adequately, you will not get the result. You will not get the ultimate result that you're hoping to achieve.
How about the trauma of being a doctor, a licensed medical doctor in the United States? Like, there's this guy, Dr. Bob Sears. I don't know if you've ever met him, but he's written a lot about, he's been fairly vocal and outspoken over the years about the vaccine schedule and, you know, being independent minded with each individual and saying, this is the schedule, we're going to do our own thing, not what the CDC says. He might secretly be totally opposed to vaccines. I don't know. I don't know him personally. But now, because of the SB 277 and his outspokenness to provide exemptions for children that he believes would be harmed by vaccines more readily than others, they're seemingly threatening his license. And I wonder, when you hear stories like this, if you get nightmares because of the battles you had to do. Not that you're afraid of stuff, but you know what I mean, where you, these memories go back. It's like, oh, man, this guy's going to go through the ringer because of this.
No, I don't have feelings like that. I have more anger at the system that how many other people have to go through that type of bullshit. Excuse my language. I don't know if I can say that or not, but I said it anyway. That I do have that type of thought process. I don't think, like, oh, man, this guy's going to go to the ringer. I don't think, you know, I don't have a nightmare or anything like that. I, you know, they might be a little familiar. You know, maybe there's a feeling of, yeah, remember that type of thing.
Yeah.
That's about it. But there is a frustration of how many more people have to do this type of, experience this type of BS.
Mm-hmm.
Before it stops. But I think that there's a lot more awareness today, too, that recognizes the BS for what it is. And like for with Dr. Sears, there's been a lot of, I mean, just like with myself and with many of the doctors back then, and 15, 20 years ago, there was a lot of public outcry, but now there are more vocal organizations, and the spread of the Internet is much more effective. More people use email today than they did 15 years ago. So I think that there's more awareness of the BS. There's more awareness of the situation. There's more awareness of the unfairness of the whole sequence of events that leads up to this. More people are pro-choice, that, you know, I want to make my own choice about my child's own welfare. There's more awareness of the autism aspect. And so he's going to be fine. If anything, the medical board in California is going to get a spanking. He's, you know, hopefully he'll just fight the fight for the purpose of the fight and not succumb to them, which I'm sure he won't. But
I'd like to see like an uprising of doctors against licensure altogether. You know, because licenses are permission slips to do that which would otherwise be illegal, right? If you've had the training and you're board certified or however you want to do it privately, and you're not deceiving the public, pretending to be what you're not, or doing something you're not trained to do, you don't need licensure. Licensure seems to control the behavior of doctors, moving them away from doing what they know to be right and correct, like, for instance, altering the vaccine schedule or halting it altogether.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, from a realistic standpoint, if there is a revolt against licensure, the only way you can revolt against it is by saying, okay, I'm not going to be licensed. And there may be 20, 50, 100 doctors that are courageous enough to do that. The problem is the medical profession won't ever get everybody to do that. And so if they're not going to do that, the boards are going to be even happier, because now you stick the ones that are the loose cannons and they've eliminated themselves. And now, because they're not licensed, they're, because of the current law, they're practicing without a license. And it doesn't matter whether you've got the degree or not, you're practicing without a license. And if you're practicing without a license, that's a felony, and they'll arrest you and they'll put you in jail. So it wouldn't, you know, in theory, it's a good concept that there's an uprising, but the way that the law is set up, all you're going to do is take away your own livelihood and basically split your own wrists, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to stop practicing, and if you say, okay, I'm not going to get licensed anymore, you've eliminated yourself, and if you do start to see patients or you do anything to help people, they'll have you arrested because you're practicing without a license. So it's
right. Well, and we've talked about the legal maneuvering of establishing something outside of the public health domain. Remember, we've talked about that?
Yeah.
And those that have worked with the concept of the Native American tribes and being healers in those tribes outside of the control and auspices. So you have these doctors who are duly qualified to do extraordinary work, but they're not now restricted and limited and can't be taken out of their ability to do work simply because they're outside of the scope of practice when they can't even define it that well, as we talked about the standard of care that doesn't really have a definition.
Yeah, well, from that, so if there's a strategy that has been worked out to allow the doctor to continue to practice without being subjugated to the current laws of the land or of whatever land they're in, yes, then of course it's a good thing, but again, it'll only work for those that are willing to step out. The vast majority won't step out, and so the process will still continue. To make a real difference, it would have to be half the medical profession or two-thirds of the medical profession. And, you know, that no significant change ever, when you look at history, no significant change whatsoever has ever occurred because of a group of people or an organization or a society or a governmental body. It's always been when the public has demanded and stopped voting with their dollars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So no matter what the doctors do, I think it's really up to the public to demand it. And once the public outcry is sufficiently heard, then and only then will it change. And then, of course, it's going to go through this three phases of truth that we've talked about in the last one. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, you know, you're so right, because this is the whole thing. When people stop going to doctors who have licenses, then suddenly they're going to say, well, why aren't they coming to see us? Now, Obamacare thought that it had solved that problem by mandating participation in it, right? And we've talked about that 100 years prior with the Flexner Report, how it created a monopoly of one type of medicine to eliminate all other competition. So, again, we're going through the throes of it. Bob Sears is just the latest example of this battle until the people wake up and go, you know what? I don't want to go to a doctor who's controlled in that way. I want to see someone who, you know, even like Dr. Jimenez, who's out of the country, right, and has more freedom to do the things that he can't do in the United States.
Yeah, and I don't think that it makes any difference whether you're in the States or out of the States. I mean, we've been doing all the things that most people end up leaving the United States to do for, you know, years. When the North Carolina Medical Board made the issue with the DMPS, we notified the medical board. That was in 2004 that we were using DMPS. And up to this point, as far as I know, we're still the only medical clinic in North and South Carolina and Virginia that uses DMPS.
Yeah, we're up on a break, Dr. Batar. Stand by. We are going to talk more advanced medicine. We've got more statin news. We've got a pushback against Zika spraying in San Diego, and we've got a question/comment of the day for Dr. Batar coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Advanced medicine continues here with Dr. Rasha Bittar, author of the international best-selling book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And Dr. Bittar, we were just talking about Dr. Bob Sears and the vaccine issue. I thought we'd follow up. There's a couple of interesting vaccine articles this week, and they're in the notes for those of you who want to follow along at robertscottbell.com. Mistrust of vaccines greatest in France. I think this one's also, this one, many vaccines contaminated with the herbicide glyphosate. This is like a new angle looking at the damage of vaccines, and it's not an ingredient that they actually list.
Yeah, this is really massive because I had no inkling that glyphosates were in the vaccines, but that the fact that most vaccines have it, I mean, that's extremely disturbing and just another reason to be added to the million other reasons why a person shouldn't get vaccines.
We talk about the damage of glyphosate within the gut, the human microbiome, the impact there. But think about it, you know, where are they injecting vaccines? I mean, even though we know there's impact in the gut, Wakefield and others have found that there is a direct reference point that when you get injected that the gut is impacted. But what other things are impacted when you inject glyphosate?
Well, you've got the competitive inhibition aspect. Whenever the body sees something that's very similar or has the same receptor site. So this is an example when we talk about the use of DMSA instead of DMPS. Mm-hmm. DMPS is dimercaptan propanosulfonate versus DMSA, dimercaptan succinic acid. Well, succinic acid itself is the most abundant substrate in the citric acid cycle and the Krebs cycle. So succinic acid is something the body uses to create adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy building block of the body, or the body uses as fuel. And So when ATP is broken down to ADP, then, of course, that's the release of the energy, and that's what the body uses. So the point is that succinic acid is something that the body utilizes, but DMSA, dimercaptan succinic acid, is something different, but the body sees it as succinic acid. And it's the same type of thing with the glyphosate. You know, you're going to have other components in the body that are very similar that act, that either the receptor sites are the same in the body that the glyphosate adheres to, or that it's going to act as a similar substrate. And so glycine and glyphosate,
right,
if I'm not mistaken, we were kind of talking about this during the break, the receptor sites of glycine are going to be the same, very similar to that of glyphosate. So insulin-like growth factor, for example, and insulin, you know, morphologically, they're identical. Vitamin C, here's a better example, vitamin C and sugar. Vitamin C and sugar have their receptor sites are morphologically identical. So a vitamin C molecule will hit the glucose receptor site or sugar, glucose molecule can hit the vitamin C receptor site, but actually the vitamin C is acting on both glucose receptors as is the glucose molecule itself. So the receptor site being very similar or the substrate being very similar will allow the body to go through this process of competitive inhibition. So glyphosate would be picked up into the body's normal metabolic processes and screw up everything because it's acting on a site that the body sees is utilized by something very similar, which would be glycerin in this particular example.
Fascinating, yeah. And Stephanie Seneff, the PhD from MIT, has been talking about this extensively because she's done a lot of research on the glyphosate issue, and then somehow it was crossing over into the autism issue, and that's where, you know, she saw the vaccine connection, and now she's looked at this, and she does say it competes with the glycine receptors. So fascinating, toxic in its own right, but also blocking the utilization of critical components for function.
It absolutely is. And, you know, this thing is that there's so many other components that we don't know, Robert, that we are not aware of, that we think we might know, but we don't really understand the implications downstream, how the cascade unravels. And so for everything that we do know, for example, this researcher that you mentioned and the work that she's done and the damages she's scripted out showing what the problems would be in the future, that's only what's known. You can pretty much do the extrapolation of 10. So for everything that we know, take that times 10. These are the other things that it's going to do to damage that we are not aware of. And that's what's even more concerning. Like, for example, we talk about the dangers of GMOs, right? Genetically modified organisms, genetically modified foods, genetically modified substances. The concern that I have is, what about all the things that we are not aware that it's going to cause problems? That's where the danger
is. Where's the precautionary principle from our government regulators that are supposed to protect us? They're protecting the industry that's polluting and intoxicating us, and that's a problem. We will do some more advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar after this break, including a comment of the day that's very detailed, very annoying in detail. No, in a good way.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super Don is heading up to Arkansas to visit with his daughter and grandbabies. And have a safe journey there. Super Don, will catch up with you soon on that. And Dr. Batar is with me, and he'll be with us in Dallas for the big event, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, coming up. And you can learn more about Dr. Batar at drbatar.com, drbuttar.com. Very simple to do. Now, comment, I was facetiously making fun of the listeners because I went and lectured and I asked the question, what's the most dangerous thing you can have in America? And I do that a lot, and most people will go, you know, a gun or, you know, something like that. I'm like, no, it's really good medical insurance, right? Because they will guarantee you to do every invasive test, every invasive procedure, even if it's not necessary. And so they blurted it out before I could even have a moment's hesitation, a beat to kind of let people think about it. It's like, they're paying attention, Dr. Bitar. And here's evidence.
They definitely are.
Yeah, here's some evidence of it with this comment of the day coming in from Steve. He starts his comment with an LOL. I don't know if he's a millennial, but of course, I think that means laugh out loud or lots of laughter. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which one. But anyway, your story, because Super Don loves stories about the drugs and the side effects that they list in every commercial because they're so brutal. They're like they're worse than the reason you're taking the drug, right? The symptoms. So there's a story we did last week. He said your story about the asthma drug Breo that increases the risk of death from asthma symptoms was classic pharmaceutical. It definitely upstages the arthritis drug Enbrel that may merely lead to cancer. But in all seriousness, I guess the difference between a poison and a medicine can be a matter of the dosage and the method of application. I recall that Dr. Edward Tobinick has been using spinal injections of Enbrel to successfully treat paralysis from stroke. In fact, Dr. Bitar heard about the procedure and used it with remarkable results on his dad, which he discussed on the 8/10/2015 show. I'm like, I don't even remember that detail, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, no, he's right. We talked about it in explicit detail with some of the new things that we were doing. And, you know, we've done it with that. We've done it with a couple of other components, too. Yeah, it's a observant individual that was listening to the show.
Yeah, and it reminds me of people that do this low-dose naltrexone for certain things as well. Because if you get into the realm of nanopharmacology, of course, into the realm of homeopathy, the molecular reductionists say, oh, that doesn't work, that's not possible. But they're actually seeing quite a different interaction with really low-dosing allopathic drugs. They have a completely different interaction with the body.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you know, low-dose naltrexone, I don't use that, and I won't use that. And the reason is very simple. It's because when you're dealing with something like, in that particular case, and I don't know whether you want to get into the nuances, there are certain things that I
won't
use.
Yeah, okay.
But in low-dose naltrexone, the reason I don't want to use it is because it's pushing, it's driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like caffeine. It's increasing the rate of a response. It's actually pushing the immune system. And my belief is that if you push a system that's already taxed, you can blow the engine.
Right.
And I don't want the immune system to be stimulated by somebody beating. It's like, okay, you can either pull the donkey up the hill or you can beat the donkey going up the hill and to get mm-hmm. it to go up the hill. But you can also push the donkey to the point that he's going to fail and he's going to die because of exhaustion. And I don't want to drive the immune system that way. I want to pull the immune system.
Right.
I want to support the immune system. I want to get it going. So for that reason, I don't use low-dose naltrexone, even though it's been, you know, for I don't know, 10 years or more they've talked about it, maybe even longer. But
sure.
I've never done that. Philosophically, well, this is not sound for me.
No, I think that's, you know, what we're talking about here is not necessarily an endorsement of it, but it is a recognition that the dose – well, the poison is in the dose, right? We can take a little bit of something that in a large amount can kill us, right? Now, in the case of mercury, you don't want to take anything more than a homeopathic dose, you know, that can counteract and kind of remove it. But in other cases, there are things that have less toxic levels that may have therapeutic value at very low dose administration.
That's absolutely right. You're right. And, you know, sometimes if that mechanism action, certain things in low doses, as you've already pointed out, can have a benefit. In homeopathy, for example, using arsenic or mercury mm-hmm. in the homeopathic doses,
like cures like in that sense.
Like
you're actually
like,
having
right.
a benefit for those with exposure to specifically mercury or specifically arsenic, but even more than that, which is the law of similars, which says even if your symptoms weren't caused by mercury or caused by arsenic, the manifestation of those symptoms fit the picture of those medicines or remedies in that way. And so it expands on that concept as opposed to just being an antidote.
Exactly. And so from my perspective, this is something that is crucial to understand, that as science evolves, there are so many different components that we don't understand how the body works. They talk about space is the last frontier. Really, the human body and its interactions and some of the things that we find and how the body responds to them, it's just virtually an unknown. And when you start looking at things like homeopathy that have proven the test of time, they've been around, like my dad used to say all the time, the truth has a way of sustaining itself, whether it's a week or a month or a year or 10 years, 100 years or 1,000 years later, it will be recognized. The truth will sustain itself. And homeopathy is an example of something that was widely used around the Civil War times, and now it's ridiculed by the mainstream medicine, or they try to ridicule it. Yet, even you can go to any health food store, you can go to and most grocery stores, and you'll find some homeopathics available for purchase. And so it has sustained itself because it's a true and tried modality of treatment. And we just have to improve and increase our thought processes to start looking at those things that we don't understand and utilize them in a way that will benefit people. Placebo is a perfect example. Placebo, the benefits from placebo, well, people ridicule that. The mainstream medicine that's just placebo. They say it in such a derogatory, dismissive fashion as if it's something negative. But placebo is a perfect example of something that we should be trying to harness. And there's nothing to placebo, right? It's in the person's mind. Well, then we should be using it because we know the one thing you can't do is hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so I like to step back from these things, and we have fundamental philosophies and principles that guide us. And, one of those primary principles is not to poison the body. But it is, again, fascinating because in the homeopathic provings, they learned from the poisonings, and it indicated, it gave insight to Dr. Hahnemann and those that have followed up on his work to say, you know what? That interaction is interesting and unique. What if we altered that substance to the point where it would be non-toxic or very minimally interacting in terms of molecular interaction, and could it have an energetic benefit to the body to do something good and positive and wonderful? And, as you said, and I call them the molecular reductionist, whether they're medical or not, they fight against this concept. And, it becomes, for them, it's a religion. It's not a science anymore because, as you said, and as your dad says, the test of time, it would have disappeared from the earth if it was really as false as they claimed it is.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's a way that we can assess how effective is a therapy. How long has it been used? How many people have responded to it? And, when something's been around for thousands of years, like, say, acupuncture, and then we in mainstream medicine will label it as alternative to something that's been around maybe 20 years or 30 years or 40 years. Mm-hmm. It starts to show you the idiocy of that particular organization or society or group of people when they label something that's been around for 5,000 years as alternative or optional and looking at something new that's only got a short period and a speck of dust when it comes to the, greater scheme of when you look at from a timeline standpoint.
Right.
Man using pharmaceuticals is just a millisecond in the history of man's, time on the planet so far.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Genetically modified foods is even a minuscule of that amount. So we don't know what the implications are. We just know that there are things out there. And I, for one, am, the older I get, Robert, the more I realize that I'm becoming more open and more open to things. And some people say, man, you think you're more open than you were before. And I think I definitely am more open because I would write off certain things right off the bat.
Right. Yeah. I find that's funny because, we think about you're old and you're set in your ways. And I feel like that you maintain that youthfulness by staying open and remaining open and being genuinely excited and surprised by things. Because you didn't definitively dismiss it, other than things you already know to dismiss because of your personal direct experience. And so, for me, that's the same thing. Half a century into this thing, I just go, I'm never going to say never on this. I'm going to be open to learn and listen. And we've discussed that, talking about what we can learn from people that come to see us for help. They end up helping us.
That's a really, really interesting observation. I really like that. Keeping yourself open and opening your mind and your heart and seeing more of the potentials and possibilities keeps you in a more youthful state. I think that's something that we should actually talk about more openly as to the possibilities of what's what the implications could be from a health standpoint of, sure. of just having that mindset. That's a really, really interesting observation. I like that.
Well, think about the hardening of the arteries or the calcification or the plaques that build on the brain. All of these things, they indicate a shutting down, a closing down of things. So we could see how even the language plays itself out in the disease process, how these things would happen or not happen based on, you know, what we believe. We come back to the Bruce Lipton kind of concepts, the things that he's brought out.
Yeah, that's really true because, you know, I've tried to make it really, really simple where one thing is restrictive and the other thing is moving forward. So you've either got stagnation or you've got flow, as in Eastern medicine or in Asian philosophy, they talk about qi, the flow of energy. So lymphatics, for example, when they're stagnated, that induces cancer. That's one of the characteristics of cancer. And if we can get a person's energy flowing, if we can make them start to feel alive by living their life, because I believe cancer is nothing more than a knock on the forehead saying that, hey, you need to wake up and smell the roses. So if that's what we're talking about, it's a flow of energy, that gets things moving. Well, what you just said about keeping your mind open and it helps to keep your heart young and keeps your body young and your, you know, it's a longevity type thought process. And that's exactly what it is, because by keeping your mind open, you are allowing your mind process to be more conducive to the longevity process. So it's flowing, you know, mm-hmm. by keeping yourself in that mode of learning and being inquisitive, you are flowing, as opposed to when you think you've got everything, you're restricted. So it comes back Correct. To the same philosophy, flow.
So, Steve, if you're listening today, your comment of the day was great. You'll remember this a year from now and remind us when we said that on which show on 9/12/2016. Dr. Rasha Bittar, Advanced Medicine continues after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Dr. Vitar, every once in a while when I get together with Kai and you're not around, I almost feel like I'm duty-bound to kind of channel you for at least one moment where I can give a dig to Ty, and then I can say, well, that was really Dr. Vitar. It was one of those things where we were laughing about something, and I said, yeah, because you're so funny-looking. You know, it's a silly thing, but I just got giggly at the moment because I know if we were all together, you would have just busted him good on it. And I just said, yeah, Dr. Vitar's here in spirit.
Yeah, but I don't understand. You said, you know, when you give him a... when you kind of give him a little tease or something, but I don't understand him being funny looking. That's not a tease, that's a fact. So,
yeah, well, exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about. So we missed you, and we appreciated that you were still there even when you weren't. So, like I said, that's why we're so excited to connect with you in Dallas. It's going to be a huge event. I know there'll be a lot of folks there, but we got our good team together, you know, and we have a good time. So you'll enjoy that. Everybody will be getting together with us. So, by the way, I just posted a picture with Dr. Tony Jimenez on our Twitter account at RS Bell Media. You can check it out there. I had a great time with him. And following on with, we're talking about toxic poisons, drugs, but low dosing or even homeopathic dosing. It's interesting because we've covered a number of stories over the past few years about, even in the peer-reviewed medical literature, mainstream medical journals saying, you know what, the statin drugs, they don't do what they're supposed to do in terms of genuine reduction of risk for heart disease or heart attacks, and they're very dangerous. They cause a lot of side effects or direct effects that are toxic to the body, to the liver, to the cells, to the heart, to the muscles, etc. Now there's pushback. They're going, whoa, 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 I think y'all have been exaggerating about the harm that could be caused by them, and you're underestimating the benefit. I wonder who's writing this.
Yeah, you know, so don't you think this is propaganda again?
Yeah, it's 101. It's like, buy our drugs. You're not buying enough of our drugs. Stop being mean to us.
Yeah, if we look at the history of the statin drugs, we start looking at when they were prescribed, at what level of cholesterol or triglycerides or what level of the lipids being off, you know, or dyslipidemia, if you want to call it that. At what level of dyslipidemia do they normally prescribe them? It used to be 250 where the lipids were, cholesterol was over 250 or triglycerides were over 250, and then they dropped it to 240 and then 225, and then I don't even remember. Now it's like if you have triglycerides or if you have lipids that are over 150, I think it's triglycerides over 150 or total cholesterol over 180, they now recommend that you be on a statin drug. Why do they keep on doing this? Well, because more and more people are having side effects of statin drugs, and so they stop taking them. The muscle weakness is a very big one, and that most people that start experiencing that, and then they become aware that that's the reason for their muscle weakness is because of statin drug, they decide to stop using it. But there are many different reasons why people stop using drugs, and then, of course, that drops the sales of the drugs. And then, you know, talking about the side effects that are over-exaggerated, well, look at the studies that have been done. And the studies have shown clearly that if you are on a statin drug, even the original Helsinki study that talked about statin drugs, that the person should be on ubiquinone, coenzyme Q10. And if you're not on coenzyme Q10, then it's very, very dangerous to be on these drugs, on these statin drugs, because the incidence of hepatocellular carcinoma, of liver cancer, is quite high. And when used in without the subsequent use of a coenzyme Q10, it becomes very, very deleterious to the body. And so now they're saying that those negative side effects are over-exaggerated. I mean, that's what the studies show, you know. So only our studies that we want you to believe, those are the ones that are important. But the other studies that show that the stuff is not good, no, that's over-exaggeration.
Yeah, look, it says our review shows that the number of people who avoid heart attacks and strokes by taking statin therapy are much larger than the number who have side effects. But that's not even – if you step back from that statement, you're like – that's not even an analysis, really. And what about the original finding? I believe it was original, or at some point they figured this out, that the people who have heart attacks, it's like an equal number have high cholesterol than have low cholesterol.
Well, exactly. That's where in the last 5, 6, 7 years, the studies that have been done have found that it has nothing to do with lipids, and it actually has more to do with hyperinsulinemia. It's the sugar that really increases a heart risk and a heart disease risk, as well as actually the triglyceride issue is all to do with dietary sugar. So you're absolutely
exactly. All right, so folks, you got it again. Don't take the statins. And the good news is if you pull off a statins, there's not a withdrawal like on some drugs. But talk to your doc or pharmacist or whoever you're working with on that issue. And for now, we'll just remind you this one very important thing. Dr. Bitar, let it loose. What do they need to know?
That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.